I have long been impressed with the implications of a principle mandated in medicine, informed consent. It may sound innocuous. How could anyone be against informed consent? But it is actually quite complex and subversive if taken entirely seriously. In referring to the treatment of animals, the consent part is fairly easy and straightforward, although one can still raise the question of who is competent to consent and what happens when they are not. After all, none of the animals on farms ever consented to be there. It is the informed that can take us humans into deep and uncharted waters. When do we deem information to have been sufficient? A reader could skim my section on veal calves and decide that it is sufficient to convince them to take the no-veal pledge. Others could read it differently.